Welcome to the Dürr conference call. Ralf Dieter, CEO, and Carlo Crosetto, CFO of Dürr AG, will present the Dürr Group's figures for the first 9 months, 2017, followed by a Q&A session. I will now hand over to Mr. Dieter, CEO of Dürr AG.
Yeah, thank you, Mrs. Sanchez, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, everybody. It is our pleasure to present to you Dürr's figures for the first 9 months of 2017. As you might have noticed, we have changed the structure of this presentation slightly. We have shortened the main presentation by 3 to 4 slides, but we have extended the appendix with other important information. For example, you will find there a detailed profit and loss statement, our cash flow statement, the work in process overview, detailed financial figures by division, and an overview of the extraordinary effects affecting our results. As a consequence, we will have more time for discussion and you will find a much more detailed overview of our figures in the appendix than before. On top of this, we have changed the order of our divisions. First of all comes the Dürr brand with its divisions Paint and Final Assembly Systems, Application Technology and Clean Technology Systems, followed by Measuring and Process Systems with the Schenck brand, and last but not least, Woodworking Machinery and Systems, which stands for HOMAG. First, I will start, as always, by summarizing the key highlights on page 3. Incoming orders surpassed last year's extraordinary high level by 2% in the first 9 months, 2017. Please bear in mind that we adjusted incoming orders for Q3 2016 by taking out the Ford Mexico order, which we previously booked in Q3 16, but was then cancelled in Q4 16. Sales increased by 3% in the first 9 months. And EBIT and earnings after tax rose sharply due to operating improvements and the book gain from the EcoClean sales. Operating EBIT rose by 3%. Let's turn to page 4. Incoming orders rose by 7% and sales by 6%, adjusted for the EcoClean sale in the first 9 months. In Q3, adjusted incoming orders rose by 4% and adjusted sales were up 9%. The book-to-bill ratio for the first 9 months came to 1.1. The resulting order backlog of 2.6 billion euros will ensure high capacity utilization in 2018. Order backlog declined by only 17 million euros compared to a year earlier, although the orders on hand of Dürr EcoClean of 136 million euros were deconsolidated at the end of Q1. Currency translation had minor effects on sales, incoming orders and earnings. On page 5, you can see that incoming orders in Asia were encouraging and made up for the decline in North America, but that we expected. In China, we increased incoming orders by 27%. This was underpinned by automotive and woodworking machinery business. Roughly 19% of our order intake was derived from China. We achieved this 19% level in both automotive and in woodworking machinery business. Europe displayed growing business as well. The proportion of orders generated in the emerging markets reached a significant 53%. Carlo Crosetto will now take you through our financials.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon or good morning to those of you who are calling from America. Let's now turn to page 6. In the first 9 months of 2017, we have achieved an EBIT margin of 8% compared to 7% last year. This EBIT includes extraordinary effects of 11.8 million euros, which incorporated different items such as the book gain of 22.9 million euros from the EcoClean sale, minus 4.6 million euros of extraordinary costs for the discontinuation of Dürr Temea business, and minus 6.5 million euros for the HOMAG purchase price allocation. As a comparison, in 2016, we had a negative extraordinary effect of minus 15.2 million euros in total. In the appendix to this handout, you'll find a detailed overview of the extraordinary items, as Ralf Dieter was mentioning. Our EBIT before extraordinary effects came in at 202 million euros, which is an increase of 3% compared to the same period in 2016. This resulted in an operating EBIT margin of 7.6% versus 7.5% that we had achieved in the previous year. This improvement comes predominantly from economies of scale and efficiency gains in our machinery business. Operating EBIT margin declined to 7.9% in Q3 2017 due to the weaker results in the paint and final assembly division. Tax expense was at a very low level in the first 9 months as the book gain from the EcoClean was largely tax-free. Let me now continue on page 7 with a cash development chart. Net financial status declined by 90 million euros in the first 9 months, predominantly due to an increase in net working capital by 210 million euros compared with the end of 2016. As we had already mentioned our Investors Day in Darmstadt, we are noticing a change in our customer prepayment practice. So pure prepayments are coming in lower than in the past, but also to be quite clear, we're not willing to finance our customer plants and machine. So the change in pattern is not impacting our earnings and is predominantly a timing issue. We do not expect to see any further increases in net working capital in the fourth quarter of this year. Cash flow and free cash flow were negative in the first 9 months. In Q3, we were able to achieve slightly positive figures, though. The change in net financial status was positively influenced by cash proceeds of 108 million euros from the sale of the EcoClean received in March this year. We assume that the cash flow and the net financial status will improve significantly in the fourth quarter of 2017. Going now to page 8. Our equity climbed by 16% compared to September 30th, 2016, reaching the figure of 869 million euros. The total equity increased by 38 million euros compared with the end of 2016, as the positive effect from the high earnings after tax was mostly offset by two factors. One, the increase in dividend payments, and two, translation-induced exchange rate losses. Our total cash, including other liquid assets, currently stand at around 694 million euros compared to 668 million euros 1 year ago. Our return on capital employed exceeded the 36% mark in the first 9 months of 2017 and should stay at or above this level for 2017 overall. The equity ratio reached 26% and should surpass 27% at the year end. I will now hand over back to Ralf Dieter, who will highlight the performance of the division and summarize our outlook.
Thanks, Carlo, and let's move on to page 9. Order intake for paint and final assembly systems was slightly down by 4% in the first 9 months, but our project pipeline looks promising and its margins are stabilizing at about 6%. Going forward, paint and final assembly systems expect good demand in the fourth quarter 17. Sales revenues declined by 4% as a consequence of customer-induced delays in project execution in the first half of 2017, but we are able to catch up in the third quarter as sales increased by 2%. This should continue in the fourth quarter. The decrease in earnings in the first 9 months was due to lower sales and pricing pressure. In Q3, we achieved an earnings increase of 9% and slight margin expansion compared with the previous year, mainly due to one-offs in the third quarter 16. We are convinced of being able to reach our margin goal of at least 6% in 2017. Page 10 shows that application technology's steady growth is continuing. Order intake increased by 4% in the first 9 months, and service business expanded sharply. Sales increased by 9%, and book-to-bill stood at 1.0. EBIT was flat year-on-year due to an asset sale in North America with a book gain of 5 million euros in 2016. Consequently, the operating EBIT margin increased by 0.3 percentage points to 10.4%. Page 11 shows the results for Clean Technology Systems. Order intake was down by 38% in the third quarter, but we expect a strong improvement in the order situation as there are enough projects to be decided in the fourth quarter. Sales continue to rise dynamically in the first 9 months, driven by growth in our environmental technology business. The earnings situation was disappointing again, mainly due to poor demand for energy-efficient products and some technical issues within a new technology in our environmental business. But these problems have since been addressed. And as we announced earlier, we are currently streamlining our energy efficiency business. We closed the business activities of Dürtemeer in the second quarter. Extraordinary costs, as mentioned already by Carlo, of 4.6 million euros were booked at the corporate center level. Some additional costs can be expected due to earnings improvement measuring during the fourth quarter. On page 12, you can see that order intake in the first 9 months at Measuring and Process Systems was 24% below last year's very high level. The only reason for this was the deconsolidation of EcoClean at the end of the first quarter. Otherwise, incoming orders would have been on the same level like last year. Sales declined by 11% in the reporting period for the same reason. Adjusted for EcoClean, sales revenues increased by more than 10%, and the book-to-bill ratio stood at 1.1. The EBIT margin increased sharply by 1.9 percentage points to 12.7%, as EcoClean's lower margin business has been sold and the remaining business is performing well. In Q3, the EBIT margin reached 14.7%. And the EcoClean book gain was recognized at the corporate center level. Ladies and gentlemen, let me continue on page 13 with an overview of the Woodworking Machinery and Systems division, HOMAG. HOMAG continued on its strong upward trend in the period under review. Order intake rose by 26% and sales by 12%. Orders on hand exceeded 580 million euros at quarter end, which is an increase of 200 million compared to 30th of September 16. EBIT increased by 50% to 65 million euros and considerably outpaced sales growth. The operating EBIT margin rose to 7.9% in the first 9 months, up from comparable 6.9% last year. The reported EBIT margin stood at 7.2% compared to 5.4% last year. Let's move now to page 14. As you know, our service business is a key driver for both customer satisfaction and value creation. Service sales grew by 1% in the first 9 months, adjusted by the sale of EcoClean, coming to 696 million euros in total and accounting for 26% of consolidated sales. Especially in our machinery business, we were able to continue the growth in the high single digits. Margins are unchanged at a high level in service business, and we confirmed our midterm target of 30% of total sales. But we expect the positive trend in our service business to remain steady. Let's turn to page 15. On the strength of the good first 9 months, we are reconfirming our guidance. We want to reach or exceed the upper end of guided ranges for order intake and sales. We are confident that we can achieve our EBIT margin target of 7.5 to 8.25% for 2017. And here we are aiming at the midpoint of this range. Ladies and gentlemen, before taking your questions, I would like to draw a short summary. We had a positive development in the first 9 months with strong order intake and sales increase on a like-for-like basis. Even on a reported basis, we were able to grow orders and sales and therefore overcome the decline of the turnover and order intake with the sale of EcoClean. Net profit was up by 24% and the operating margin grew by 0.1 percentage points to 7.6%. Our cash flow was influenced by changed prepayment practices, which should be only a timing issue. Cash flow will improve in the fourth quarter of this year. And we confirm our guidance for 2017. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention so far. We are now happy to answer any questions you wish to raise, and I hand over to Mrs. Sanchez to guide us through that.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question we've received comes from Mr. Jack O'Brien, Goldman Sachs. Your line is now open.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking the question. So I've got three questions. The first is just in on your confidence in Q4 orders. Sound pretty confident. Just trying to understand, taking the top end of guidance, that implies about 900 million of orders to come through in the fourth quarter. What proportion of those have you already received in the fourth quarter, given that we're nearly halfway through? And is there any potential for order delays? That's the first. Second is just in regards to your growth in group orders, how should we be thinking about margins for 2018? What's the sort of margin quality of that order backlog going into the new year? And then thirdly, just on the paint shop division, are we still expecting a lower margin in 2018 for that business? Thank you.
Okay, Mr. O'Brien, thanks for your question. Our confidence for the fourth quarter in orders is based on what we are working on in proposals and already letter of intents we have got. So we are quite convinced that we make this target between 3.6 and 3.8, but on a lower, on a higher end, so more towards 3.8. That's our expectation from today. But as you know, at the end, it needs a customer to sign a contract before end of the year to make this. But that's why I'm also always saying a quarter number doesn't mean much, because end of third quarter, it was just one contract, maybe some days later, and then the figures would be different. So we're confident. The backlog for 2018 in terms of margin is supporting our what we said so far. That's flat, and so there's no further deterioration at the moment, so that's quite stable. But as an outlook for 2018, we will do later, not today, but as I said, it looks stable. And the third question?
Paint division.
Can you repeat the third question again, Mr. O'Brien, please?
The third question was just on the paint shop division. Margin in 2018. Yeah.
We said last time in the call that we expect one percentage point less for next year, and that's our view still today.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question we've received comes from Mr. Ingo Schachel, Commerzbank. Your line is now open.
Thank you. I have three questions. The first one would relate to the net working capital guidance and free cash flow guidance. So your full-year free cash flow guidance implies 150 million for the fourth quarter. That's obviously what you've done in previous years as well in the fourth quarter. In the last years, you typically had 70 million higher prepayments in Q4, and your statements today seem to suggest that you do not expect the work in progress balance to change that much this year. Just wanted to understand whether you still see the normal seasonal prepayment pattern or other reasons for a strong Q4 free cash flow. The second question would be just on the midpoint of the EBIT margin guidance, whether you could just give us a short hint as to how much corporate center restructuring costs or other restructuring costs you factor in to get to the midpoint of the EBIT margin guidance. And the last one would be also on paint systems. And as you rightly said, the quarterly order intake probably doesn't matter that much, but I'd be interested in your view on the order funnel for 2018 as well. Of course, not looking for a hard number yet, but obviously the 2017 as a whole was not that bad with 1.1 billion. So just curious whether you see a similar order funnel for 18 that you had in 17, and whether price pressure could still be one of the reasons why your order intake and paint systems in 2018 might be lower if you don't want to take on low margin business.
Okay, Mr. Charles, first to start with the last question, and I'm very grateful for that. Our project pipeline today for next year looks better than the pipeline we saw 1 year ago. I think that's important to understand. So that makes us quite optimistic for next year. And the EBIT margin guidance, restructuring costs, we are still in consideration with the energy efficiency business with some measures here. But if we have to do something, then expect something around maybe up to 5 million in that range. Okay. And the first question, Carlo Corsetto is answering.
So just to finish off the second question as well, I mean, as we have not made certain decision, you know, we would not really want to comment on, you know, how far left or right of the midpoint we're going to be. So I think this ballpark figure of 5 million that Ralf Dieter has mentioned is what you should for now work on, but we cannot be precise at this stage because we haven't made all the decisions that we need to take. With regards to the working capital, we have indicated already in our Investors Day and today in the call that we have seen a change in payment pattern over the last quarters from our customers. But having said that, I don't think that our total work in progress minus progress billing or in general our networking capital situation is going to deteriorate any further based on what we see today. We actually expect in general to stabilize or improve in the next quarter. But we've always said that we're going to have total work in progress, less total progress billing to come down from historical level, and we have seen this. Maybe the 51.7 million that we have indicated end of September is probably on the low side, and we think that, you know, probably up to minus 100 million is probably what we should be looking medium term as a fair figure. So, as I said, we don't expect this to deteriorate any further in the next months.
Okay, thanks so much. Can I ask a very quick follow-up on the first question since you already so openly answered the first part of the question? Again, can you tell us for which region is particularly the basis for optimism? I guess it's more for the American market where you turn quite optimistic on the 2018 funnel.
Generally. quarter income.
Mr. Schachel, you are talking very fast.
Oh, sorry, I was just wondering about which region makes you most optimistic on the paint systems order funnel for 2018.
All regions. No, we have. I'm not joking. It's a lively activity level in U.S., Mexico, as well as in China, as well as in Europe. So very positively surprised in this development.
Okay, thanks.
Pleasure. Oh, I can mention, I just get the hint because I forgot already. We just got 1 week ago an order in Pakistan. Can you believe that we built now a car factory in Pakistan?
Yeah, that's good to know, impressive.
Yes. And the funny thing is that another two OEMs are thinking very thinking very intensively about doing the same. So it's part of the pipeline, by the way, for next year.
Okay,
but
great.
But the order, in the one order we have.
Good to know. Thanks for the color.
Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Alexander Hauenstein, DZ Bank. Your line is now open.
Hello, Alexander Hauenstein, DZ Bank. Thanks for taking my questions. Maybe a follow-up on your optimistic view on the orders and the region. Am I right that this is mostly for the volume side, but not necessarily that much on the pricing side? I mean, I still have in mind the statements with regard to the Eisenmann price pressure due to the ongoing acquisition process. So I was wondering whether this will come to an end soon, or maybe you can give us some ideas or some of your views here, how long this might last, because obviously a volume is one thing, but on the other hand, yeah, I mean, you're guiding into the direction of 5.0 to 5.5%, if I understand it correctly, on the margin side. So, yeah, is this a new normal also for the coming years, or is that something which will probably reverse over the course of, let's say, 2018?
So first of all, I don't know how long Eisenmann continues that, but on the other side, Eisenmann has got a lot of orders. As well, and if you bear in mind that they are, in terms of paint business, one quarter of Dürr, so they are fully loaded and customers know that, so I don't expect them to be able to continue that. Also, we have heard that the sales process seems to be stopped, and I think they have now to eat their own cooking. So that, and then we will see what the change of behavior is or not, I hope so. And I expect that, because they can't continue like this. So that's main statement to that, and for sure we are working on, and we have internally started that work since a while, since some weeks already, intensively on ideas how to increase again the margin in paint fine assembly systems, because we are not satisfied with a 5% something level, but that effect will not materialize in 2018. That will be then for 2019 following.
Yes. You got to get new orders and new margins, and then we have to build those orders. So there's going to be a timing lag of, you know, 9 to 12 months before the impact can be seen in the P&L.
Okay, thank you. But I mean that sounds a bit more optimistic than maybe some weeks ago. Am I right in this view, or hasn't anything changed so far?
You can read my voice very well, it seems so.
Okay, thanks. And with regard to HOMAG, maybe you can share a bit your views going into 2018. I was wondering whether you could specify a bit the growth, how we should think about it. I mean, in a possible kind of a slowing down momentum year over year. Maybe some hint here how we should model that, and maybe also some first guidance on the margin side on the short term, let's say 2018. Thank you.
I understand your wish to have information about this further development of order intake and HOMAG for your models. I tell you, I would like to wish have the same. Fact is, we are discussing that a lot. It's for sure that a 30% growth rate will not happen next year. That's also impossible to manage, by the way, because you can see that we have increased sales by more than 10%, but not more, because our suppliers can't deliver, and the waiting time for the customers gets more and more, so we have to manage that. What we expect at the moment is a two-digit growth, but maybe in a low, how you call that in English, low two-digit, so 10%, 15%, but not 30%.
And how can that translate into sales? I mean, should we think about the maximum capacity which is currently built into the sales numbers for this year to continue, and the rest will be transferred into the following years, or is it too optimistic to to estimate the same kind of level on a year-on-year sales development?
I mean, the sales is at the moment growing rather shortly, about 10%, and this will also happen next year. Maybe some measures will have to make it a little bit higher, but not 20%. So something between 10 to 15%, I would expect.
I mean, realistically, we have to reduce the orders that we have. So, you know, we have to catch up with sales. But, you know, I think it's fair to assume that it's not going to be on the... On the high side,
20 plus.
I think the reality is not just depending on us. It's depending, as Ralf was saying, on the supplier availability. Everybody's doing well, so suppliers are doing well. And we're also struggling, you know, to get our machines finished. So we could have probably done a bit more than we have if we wouldn't have had these supplier issues.
Okay, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Tim Rokossa, Deutsche Bank. Your line is now open.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my questions. First of all, thank you very much for changing the structure of the presentation and also including these one-off things. I think that is pretty helpful, the table with the overview of all the extraordinary impacts. If we come to my questions, that would be primarily around the free cash flow and then also on the comment on paint and final assembly system order intake and that you feel about it better now than you did at this point last year. If we start with that maybe, I just checked what you said on the Q3 call last year, and there you actually were not really talking about this in a pessimistic way. You said the project pipeline looks very solid. You talked about all the opportunities from e-mobility projects in North America and China. I didn't have the impression last year that you were preparing us for a weaker year. Was that just that you were presenting yourself somewhat more optimistic than you actually were? Or is it really much stronger now than you had anticipated also for this year, just to contextualize this a little bit? And then when we come to the free cash flow, when we think about the free cash flow potential going forward, is this something where you believe this will limit your potential to generate a solid free cash flow that we have seen over the last couple of years going forward on an annual basis? And then also, is this something that you see among lots of your competitors, or specifically one larger one? For example, VW surprised us very positively with a very strong free cash flow in Q3, so maybe that's related rather to that one. Thank you.
Mr. Koller, it's good that you checked me on 1 year ago. I didn't do that, but I believe you what you say. But you know that I'm not a pessimistic person. But what I said Q3 16 was for sure what I saw, but what I mean this year is a big, let's say, there is a difference in visibility. And so we see more projects in advance than we saw last 1 year ago. And the reason is mainly because some projects we are working on already have been moved into 2018 decision. So that's about the quarterly discussion we have. So they are not decided in December, maybe then January, February, March, or April. That's the time frame. So we see here more projects, let's say, waiting for a decision or work for a decision as we saw 1 year ago. The market itself is unchanged. I think there's enough opportunity out there. So to understand, the only difference is I have higher visibility of projects to be decided in the next 6-9 months.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense. Thank you.
And just to add to that, I mean, last year incoming orders were about 3.7 billion. We have indicated in our guidance that we expect to end up on the higher side of 3.6 to 3.8. And if you take away EcoClean, I think the statement of Frau Dieter is valid, that we are probably looking forward to a better year this year in total for Dürr than last year. Of course, there are division issues and divisional differences, which is what you were probably referring to. So I think we're quite positive at how our incoming orders are developing overall. Regarding your second question on free cash flow, we think that it's mainly a timing issue because, of course, it's going to take longer to get paid for some of those projects outstanding. So this will, of course, affect it. But then once the timing issue is passed, I think it should normalize. And that's why I believe that the ability for us to generate free cash flow going forward should not significantly change. But you're also right that our customers are getting smarter and, of course, are also negotiating hard payment terms and are also making sure that they save money to spend on other things like EV or connectivity, et cetera. And we're, of course, seeing that as well in our discussion. But, you know, for us, it's mainly a timing issue. That's how we see it.
Okay, if I can follow up with that just to really understand it. When you say a timing issue, do you still get the same amount of prepayments from your customers, just not all at once and rather on a milestone basis or something, or do you get less prepayments overall for a given project?
Well, if you look at one of our appendix, we're actually showing, if I don't have it in front of me, just a second, we're actually showing that the prepayment in absolute numbers is, if you want, billing in excess of costs on completed cards, that's page 22 in the handout, is actually slightly going up from 648, so basically staying the same. But what we're doing is we are turning much more projects, and therefore, in relation to the projects that we are handling, it's actually getting less. So I think the statement is we're getting absolute numbers more or less the same, but because we're turning a bigger wheel on a project basis, ratio, it's actually less. So I think that's how we should see it. So we are still getting advanced payment, but we are getting on average less project than we were getting in the past. So it takes longer for us to collect our cash for this difference.
Thank you for that explanation. Very clear.
Thank you. The next question we have received comes from Mr. Schramm, HSBC. Your line is now open.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just would like to come back to this very first topic, the paint and final assembly development. I mean, I have a difficulty in the logic when you said, on one hand, that the order backlog you see has a quite stable margin level, and you're quite satisfied with this, but at the same time you say that the margin will decline in paint and assembly next year, then this doesn't fit together in my logic. And further, if you say that Eisenmann is obviously the competitor who is at the moment the bad guy here and bringing prices down, is only one quarter in volume of your business in this area, then I wonder how they can really make such a mess, because if they would pick up a few orders and would be full, then this pressure should decline and you should be better off here. So why aren't you able to be more selective here on orders and achieve better margins from now onwards? Thanks.
Okay, understand your question. I mean, as I said, I don't want to talk about competitors all the time, but fact is that their behavior has created a new market price, and this business is very transparent in terms of calculation, and at the same time, our customers also reduce their budgets, which is an additional effect. As Carlo mentioned, they push their money also in electric vehicle developments and all this stuff. So we have two sides which put us under pressure here. We are selective. We don't run for every order, but to be honest with you, on the last projects, we are not only asked to quote, but I think we would be all the better advised to quote, otherwise we have a problem in relation with our customers. So we can't be too selective. And when I say the backlog is stable, because we had a downwards development in margin and backlogs, and this has stabilized, and that indicates this, let's say, this 1% in PFS next year, less in terms of sales margin, as in EBIT margin in sales.
Okay, so year on year, the quality of the backlog has deteriorated. That's for sure then.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yes. Yeah,
okay.
A bit.
Thank you. The last question we have received comes from Mr. Alzieta Carao. Your line is now open.
Yeah, good afternoon. Just one question, maybe, regionally speaking, on Chinese in particular. I know that the quarterly reading is sometimes misleading, but it seems that in Q3, we say order intake has been a bit less dynamic, so I want to have some insight there. And can you please strip out the OMAG performance there to understand what is linked to automotive and what is linked to OMAG? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the question. I always say since years, don't look at quarters. I know I'm always told you do this, but a quarter doesn't say anything in the equipment business. And so your question whether slowdown order intake, it was just days, and if this Pakistan orders would have come 3 days earlier, then we would have a plus in order intake in the paint and final assembly. So don't look at a quarter. Look at 9 months, and here you see the development. That's my answer to this.
And can I have some details on OMAG maybe? Because from the beginning of the year, you were stating that their order intake was very strong. Does it continue in Q3?
I'm not giving quarterly targets for order intake.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have received a follow-up question from Mr. Jack O'Brien, Goldman Sachs. Your line is now open.
Thanks. Just a couple of follow-ups from me. The first was on your domination agreement with HOMAG. Just wondering if you still plan to buy an additional 7% in early 2018, just for modeling purposes. And the second was just on application technology. You've talked in the past about trying to grow revenues outside of autos, and just wondering if there's anything exciting going on there. Thanks.
Yeah, let me answer the first question, and I'll pass the second one to Mr. Ralf Dieter. Yes, we have the option to buy 7% of the HOMAG shares at €25, and we can execute this earliest beginning of next year, and it is our intention to do so.
Mm-hmm. And for the second part, you're totally right. We try in application technology to explore revenue streams outside of automotive, which we have started 3-4 years ago now. It's this year, it's maybe about 5% of the total business, roughly in terms of turnover. But we take longer than we expected in terms of growth, but it's for us a nice opportunity for the next years. But it's not a huge one. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Currently, there are no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. As there are no further questions, I hand back to the speakers.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Sanchez, and thank you, everybody, for your questions. As always, we enjoy the discussion, and for your information, we will present the preliminary figures in February. The date is already fixed on February 28th. We will publish our figures for 2017. And that's all for today. Thank you very much again, and wish you a pleasant afternoon or evening, and speak to you then.
Yeah, thank you for dialing in. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.